This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli planes renewed airstrikes in Gaza early on Saturday, and Hamas militants responded by firing rockets into Israel, with the battle in a fifth day as U.S. and Arab diplomats seek an end to the violence. Palestinian medical officials claim at least 128 people have been killed in Gaza since Monday, including 31 children and 20 women, and 950 others wounded. Israeli authorities say 8 are dead there, including a soldier patrolling the Gaza border and 6 civilians, including 2 children. Ahead of a session of the UN Security Council on Sunday to discuss the situation, an envoy from U.S. President Joe Biden's administration flew in on Friday. Israel is being accused of manipulating the media and using a false report Friday to confuse Hamas. The military had clarified a report about ground troops attacking in the Gaza Strip, but it came after several major news outlets had erroneously reported a ground offensive was underway. Israeli commentators said on local television Friday that while the army attempts to play down the incident as a misunderstanding, the media was used to lure Hamas militants into their underground tunnels. Israel called in 160 warplanes and bombarded the tunnels for 40 minutes, according to its military. Confirmed deaths from COVID-19 in Colombia passed 80,000 on Friday, with intensive care units almost full in the biggest cities, where large crowds have been gathering for weeks of anti-government protests. Authorities warned this week that the demonstrations are likely to prolong an already devastating third wave of the pandemic.